As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, and may lose value.
Well, Kyra Penn will jump center for Mountain Home for Nettleton. Sorry, I'm a little trouble seeing the jersey number at the moment where I am at. I'll see if I can get that figured out in just a second. They are about to put the ball up in the air, though. And the ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Nettleton. They are moving right to left, left to right, but they immediately turn it over. And we are just 5 seconds into this contest. The first turnover for the Lady. Lonnie Eaton that was jumping center for Nettleton. Martin into the front court. She has the ball near the top. Now goes over to the left wing. Now takes the screen from Penn. Throws up top to Foreman. To Foreman just outside the paint. She's going in lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Wofford Bird. She's quickly back the other way, going coast to coast for the layup. Good. And now the stoppage of play. I guess someone may have touched the ball, so we're just going to stop the clock, and then Mount Home's going to inbound it once again. It is the Lady Raiders with the early 2-0 lead. Still inside the first minute of this contest. Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Ball goes, she tried to throw it down into the right corner to Gilbert. Passes wide of her. Goes out of bounds. And Nelton's going to get it back on the turnover. 7:08 left in the first quarter. Lady Raiders with the ball up 2-0. Is Husky quickly into the front court as the Mountain Home breaks the Nettleton press. Husky drills to the right wing, picks up a drill, now gives it to Foreman, up top to Penn, over to Gilbert on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Foreman, and it will be Nettleton's basketball. 6:34 left in this opening period, a 4-0 Lady Raider advantage. Crippen into the front court for the Lady Raiders. Dribbles to the right elbow. Now is going down into the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And Kyra Penn gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Here is Husky with it. Gets it to Martin, who will cross the timeline. Martin's on the right side. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Emma Martin after the ball was knocked away. So as it goes out of bounds, it will be Mountain Home turning it over with 6:05 left in the first quarter. Nettleton gets the ball back up 4-0. Crippen into the front court for the Lady Raiders. Throws it down in the left corner. I believe that is Eaton with it. Hurts jumper, no good. Rebound was saved in by Nettleton, but right into the hands of a Mountain Home player. So against Mountain Home, and their third turnover of the night. 5:40. Crippen throws it over on the left side to Love. Back up top to Crippen. Controlled by Foreman, and she's going to be fouled after she comes down with it. That is on Alana Eaton. Her first inbound pass. Once again, a full court man-to-man for the Lady Raiders. Martin into the front court, has it on the left side. Almost has the ball knocked away from her, but is able to secure it. Gilbert dribbles up to the top, now over to the right side, gives it there to Husky. Husky takes the screen from Foreman, dribbles up to the top, gives it to Foreman on the right side. To Gilbert, she has it there on the wing. Dribbles towards the corner, pulls up for the three-pointer, partially blocked, and Nelson comes up with the basketball. Here's Crippen back the other way. I'm sorry, that's Love back the other way, pulling up in the lane for the jumper. No good. Ball's knocked around, still loose, and finally Mounts Home secures the rebound. Husky gets it to Foreman, now to Martin, who will bring it into the front court. Over 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. It's an early 4-0 Nettleton lead. Martin across the timeline throws to Gilbert, almost loses the handle of it because the pass was wide of her, but she's able to secure it. Now ball goes up top to Penn. Now to Foreman. Try to get Foreman in the pass. In the first quarter, that is on Anna Grace Foreman, her second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. Travia Woodruff checking into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Alana Eaton. And Anna Grace Foreman taking a seat with her second foul. She's going to be replaced by Addison Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Inbound pass goes on the low block to Love, I believe. Her jumper no good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Woodruff, by the way, a 5'5 junior for Nettleton. Here's Gilbert with it into the front court. Drills toward the right side. Now takes a screen from Yates. Drilling down into the corner. Another screen from Yates. Now throws up top to Penn. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky will dribble toward the top. Try to give it to a cutting Yates. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Nettleton. Back come the Lady Raiders. They almost lose a handle of the ball, but Crippen secures it in the left corner. Now she'll dribble out toward the top and set up the offense. It's over 3.5 minutes left of the first quarter. 4-0 Nettleton on swing. She dribbles to the elbow. Now was just about to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper, but instead she's going to kick it out to Young. Now ball goes up top with Woodruff. Dribble to the elbow, throws it up top to Wofford Bird. Over on the left side, it goes to Woodruff. Now over on the right to Crippen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked to Kyra Penn, and back comes Mountain Home. She'll give it to Emma Martin, who will walk it into the front court. Less than 3 minutes left of the first quarter. Martin across the timeline has it on the left side. Throws it up top to Husky. Husky will dribble to the right wing. Picks up a drill, gives it up top to Penn. Oh, tried to throw it up top to Martin. Pass was a little high for her, so ball goes out of bounds. And that's already the sixth turnover for Mountain Home, and Delaney doesn't like that, so he's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 2:41 left to play in the first quarter. Nettleton leads Mountain Home 4-0.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mountain Home takes out their first timeout of the game after committing their sixth turnover of the night already. We're not even done with the first quarter as of yet. It is the Lady Raiders leading Mountain Home 4-0 with 2:41 left in this opening period. Wofford Bird inbounds it to Woodruff. She'll walk it into the front court for the Lady Raiders. Throws over on the left side to Young. Down on the in the paint to Crippen. Her layup no good, and the rebound's controlled by Kate Gilbert. Gilbert gets it into the front court, throws over to Martin on the left wing, down to Penn on the low block. She's going to go up with the jumper, just right under the basket, good, and Mounts Home is on the board. Kyra Penn with her first 2 points of the night, 4-2, Nettleton on top, 2:11 left in the first quarter. Here's Crippen with the ball on the left wing. Down in the paint, it goes to Young. Her jumper goes in and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Penn, and she's going to be fouled as she hits the floor. 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. That foul See if I can figure out who came in just now. Emma Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the left. She's going down back into the paint for the jumper. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 1:48 left of the first quarter. So that foul was on Tabriah Benford, who just checked in. That's her first personal foul, team foul number three against and for Nettleton. Second shot for Penn. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Benford. Nettleton back the other way. Here's Wofford with it up top. Ball goes over on the right side to Love. Now up top to Benford. Over on the left to Walt Wofford. Down the paint it goes to Eaton. She gets the layup, and she draws a foul. Alana Eaton will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. With a minute and a half left of the first quarter, Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So Eaton at the line to try to convert the three-point play, and she does. Her first 3 points of the night, 7-2, Nelson leading it, minute and a half left, and immediately Mountain Home turned over on the end. Martin, it was well her. So that's the seventh turnover against the Lady Bombers, and Nelson will inbound it right under their own basket. On Deja Young, her first personal foul, team foul number four against Nelson, and their second turnover of the night. More. I did not see who she went in for. The over across the timeline has up top, now dribbles to the left elbow, now goes down towards the corner. Now throws it back up top to Penn, trying to figure out where she wants over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert trying to decide where to go. Now she'll dribble up toward the top. Throws it to Husky. Less than a minute left to play in this first quarter. Husky dribbles between the circles. Now goes over to the right wing. Now back up top to Martin. Over to Gilbert on the left. Now Penn has it up at the top. Throws it down to Martin near the right corner. She's going to dribble out to the wing. Pull up for the three-pointer. Off the glass. Almost went in. Rebound controlled by Nelton. Here is Eaton back the other way. Eaton going into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. So Alana Eaton once again will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 25.8 seconds left of the first quarter. That's fouls on Emma Martin. Her second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. Martin's going to come out of the game with her second foul. She's going to be replaced by Leah Jackson. She is a 5'6 junior. Jakira Meebum just checked in for Nettleton. And see, I know there was one other sub. And that free throw by Eaton is up and in. She now has 6 points. All on the old-fashioned three. 10-2, Nettleton leading it. 22 seconds left. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Drills to the right side. Takes a screen from Penn. Now Penn has it at the right elbow. 10 seconds left. Penn dribbles up to the top. Over to Gilbert, 5 seconds. They're going to have to hurry up and try to get the shot off. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Off the glass, no good. Boy, that almost went in too. And we have reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Nettleton leading Mountain Home, 10-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30.